Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. And since it's Tuesday, we're speaking with Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. So on the phone with us is Dr. William Miller and Will Lee. So if I say good morning, Will, I can't go wrong.
That's right.
Because somebody named Will is going to answer.
William is more accurate because I'm also a William, too. But that's my
next time.
Baptismal name.
Good morning. What do you have for us?
Good morning. I'm speaking to you today as a representative of the city of Fort Bragg. Last week, we did the Miller Report on the Road, a Zoom forum. Last Wednesday, we had a presentation in English. Quite a few attendees and really good questions from the attendees and from the community. Then on Thursday, we repeated it, translated into Spanish to try to reach out to our Hispanic community, because as you know, many cases in the county are of Hispanic families and origins, and so we really wanted to reach out to them. The Miller Report is also now translated into Spanish weekly, so it's a great outreach, I believe. Also, I think you all have reported that the city of Fort Bragg has a tenant-based rental assistance program. The city council approved this program back in May, and we've been awarded $500,000 of home investment partnership grant money. That rental assistance can be retroactive to April 1st, so any families having difficulty paying their rent during this pandemic, there's some assistance if you live within the city limits of Fort Bragg. And so there is a meeting. The folks that are interested could call City Hall, but there's some staff set up tomorrow, Wednesday, August 12th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. outside the City Council office on Laurel Street. Assistance is a first-come, first-served basis. So I believe yesterday we had 30 or so families apply. So
good.
There is a need out there.
Yeah.
And so folks can call, 961-2823, extension 106, or there's a dedicated team for emailing for assistance, tbra@fortbragg.com, tenant-based rental assistance @fortbragg.com, and they can get the application there. So that's my report from the city, and then I have Dr. Miller here.
Hi, thank you. And just to follow on the comment about the Miller Report that was done online, I've also done a couple of question-answer sessions for local businesses and their staff. I did one last week for a local hotel. And I do want to just make myself available if people do have any, if you're a business owner and you have questions or you would like your staff has questions. I'm happy to be available as a resource and speak with your staff. And so you can call 961-4718 to get in touch with me, and I will try to respond as quickly as possible. And if need be, I'm happy to do some sort of Zoom meeting with your staff to help answer questions, or any community group. By the way, not just businesses, church groups or whatever, because I know there's a lot of questions and a lot of concern, of course, appropriate concern, but also a lot of fear, and I think the fear often comes from a lack of information. Things are going pretty well here at the hospital. We still have the seven COVID-positive residents from Sherwood Oaks here. As you know from previous reports, this totals, I believe, a total of 24 residents that have come down with COVID, but the majority of those at this point have recovered, and I'm very happy to say that, and the seven that we have here right now are recovering, and as people recover and are determined to no longer be contagious, they are being sent back to their homes at Sherwood Oaks. And once again, I really appreciate the excellent care that Dr. John Cottle and all of the staff at Sherwood Oaks have been providing for these people. I do want to remind people in the community that these are, as we say, our frontline people, our frontline workers who are taking care of COVID patients. Those include the nurses and nurses aide and and all staff at Sherwood Oaks, as well as nurses here. And I just want to make it clear that these people are not considered exposed. Just because you work at Sherwood Oaks or the hospital, even if you're working with COVID patients, that does not constitute an exposure. An exposure occurs when somebody is not wearing the proper protective equipment, and then they would be considered exposed. The PPE, or personal protective equipment, is highly effective in protecting the staff from exposure. And so the community, I just ask the community to be supportive of these people. One of the challenges that I'm seeing is that a number of these people have small children that are in daycare, and some daycares are saying, oh, I heard you work at Sherwood Oaks, so therefore you cannot bring your kid to daycare. Well, that's not being supportive of our frontline people. And instead, it has an unintended consequence. It undermines health care. And how that does that is that that person may then have to quit their job because they can't find daycare. And as a result, we have worsening staffing problems at Sherwood Oaks and sometimes at the hospital. So I really ask people to not make decisions out of fear. Become informed. If you have questions, call that number that I put out there, 961-4718. Give me a call. We can talk about it. I can make a presentation to your staff if you have concerns. But we need to be supportive of our frontline workers in this pandemic. Remember, this is a community problem, and we need to come together as a community to solve it. And lastly, just quickly, this week's Miller Report in the newspaper is going to talk about some shifting that we need to do in terms of our public health response strategy. I don't want to go into it on this call, but please look for that. I'm going to be talking about the challenges that we're having with community surveillance testing and contact tracing. So those are my updates for the community. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Knight, I just want to confirm once again that all of the COVID-19 patients in the hospital are from Sherwood Oaks.
That is correct.
Good. I continue to get asked about community spread, so thank you for confirming that.
Well, I do believe that there is spread in our community. We have had positive people in the community, and that's been going on for several weeks now, where those people are not part of the Sherwood Oaks outbreak, and some of those people did travel outside the community, some did not. But regardless, it's here, and we just need to be thoughtful and mindful about it.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your update. And as usual, as we say, if you need an extra day, if something comes up, just let us know. Rogalski here from the Coast.